Today FM's Last Word on Business with Vodafone Business. Discover the benefits of smart working today.
Ian Garner, Markets Editor of the Sunday Business Post, is with us. We have so much to talk about. Let's start, though, with what's happening to sterling on the money markets, because that could be a really good indication as to whether Boris Johnson's deal is going to get through the Houses of Parliament on Saturday.
Yeah, over the last couple of days, sterling has strengthened quite a bit against both the euro and the dollar, particularly over the last 24 hours. It has gone from, and if you go back to when Boris Johnson took over as Prime Minister, sterling hit a low of 93 pence against the euro, had gone down below $1.20 as well. But in the last couple of days, it's gone below 90 pence. Yesterday, it got down to 88, 87. This morning, as it looked like we were getting a deal when Tony Connolly tweeted that there was white smoke coming from the Berlaymon, sterling hit 86 pence against the euro. Now, it has crept back up to 86.5 pence because everybody is now wondering, where are the numbers for Boris Johnson in the House of Commons? There's probably going to be a bit more volatility tomorrow as people assess what's going to happen. And then over the weekend, depending on whether he gets it through or whether he fails, sterling will move again. You might have expected a bit more of a movement that it would have held those gains, but you have to step back and forget about the House of Commons and just say it does go true. Well, it's not a no-deal Brexit, but it's still a hard Brexit. And that means the UK economy probably will take a hit in the coming months and years as they prepare for the exit. So while there will be a relief rally in the next couple of weeks if Boris Johnson gets the deal through, I don't think it'll get down to where we saw it, anywhere near the referendum back in 2016, because this is a hard Brexit at the end of the day.
Okay, let's move on. Tell us about credit unions launching their own current accounts.
Yeah, finally, the credit unions have gotten their act together and are able to put out a unified current account or across most of the credit unions in the country, or certainly quite a lot of them. 115 credit union branches of 31 credit unions across the country are now signing up to this currentaccount.ie. So effectively, for £4 a month across, if you go to currentaccount.ie, you'll find out if your credit union is one of those who are offering it. For £4 a month, you'll get a debit card, you'll be able to make unlimited withdrawals, transactions. And this is the first time credit unions across the country have been able to get together and say, look, you know what, this will act like a bank. This will be us being able to compete. You'll be able to use your card all over the country. It'll be a contactless payments card. So it will be a seamless current account like you get from a bank. Credit unions have been crying out to do more business. They have a surplus of funds out there to lend, even though nobody seems to be going to them. They've been saying, look, we are an alternative. We're not closing branches, unlike the main banks out there. They are open to do business. I just wonder, Matt, how successful this really will be at the end of the day, because we've seen there are still a handful of banks in the country. Nobody really switches current accounts, Matt. The process is not that difficult, but people get used to it and people have their mortgages with one provider and don't like moving out of it. So it might be a bit of a success, but I can't see it really doing too much damage to the banks.
Okay, Air has launched a new TV package which includes Apple TV. What's involved here? Does this mean that they're going to give you one of those little Apple TV boxes?
They will loan you an Apple TV box. You can never get anything for free anymore, Matt. Yeah, Air, they launched a new mobile package earlier on this week. We spoke about it and they've relaunched their TV package today. So this is not just sport. So Air TV is launching and it'll be launching with the Apple 4K box. So you will get Air's package, the sports pack. You will get all your normal channels as you will get on the TV like RTE, but also from next month you will get Apple TV Plus, which is launching with its own original series. There's one coming up with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston called them The Morning Show, which everybody is saying is one of the most expensive shows in history. This is going to cost you, if you're an existing Air customer, you can add it for $14.99 per month, then rises to $19.99. But if you are a new customer and you want to sign up, it will cost you, if you get Air broadband, $49.99 before rising to $79. And this is Air, the likes of trying to take on Virgin, offering bundled deals. So you don't need to go somewhere else for your TV package. You can get broadband, mobile phone and TV from Air. But the big seller here is getting access to the Apple TV box, so you can stream using iTunes and the app platform there as well. Plus, when Apple TV launches next month, it's included as well.
Okay, so Sky and Virgin Media, I think, now offer Netflix bundled in as well, don't they?
Yeah.
Or access that's, to bundle. Everybody
is trying to get customers saying, look, we can offer you all of your entertainment and communications as opposed to having one piece here, another here. You know, who knows? Air lost some TV rights. They lost, of course, the BT channels, which are no longer on the Air Sport Pack. So will it prove popular enough? We'll see.
Okay, but then it's interesting because Netflix, as well, is preparing for the arrival of these new Disney and Apple services with lots of new programming next month. But how has it managed to retain and grow its audience?
Yeah, it's doing pretty well. I mean, Netflix is the biggest of all the streaming services. It's been doing streaming for a decade now. Its share price yesterday shot up on the back of its latest results, which covered June to the end of September. Its profits rose. It still makes a lot of money. It makes $650-odd million. Revenues up. Subscriber numbers up compared to last year, but not as strong as they had expected. But those 3 months of the year, July, August, September, there went that many new releases. Stranger Things launched their season 3, most popular ever. Netflix say 63 million people. Unbelievable, which if anybody's not looked at yet, it's really good. 32 million households have watched that in 28 days. But what they're looking ahead is towards November, the current quarter, when Disney Plus launches in a couple of weeks' time, Apple launches in a couple of weeks' time.
But the crown will be back on Netflix.
The crown will be back in November. You've also got The Irishman, the Martin Scorsese film, that will be coming on to streaming as well. Plus, they're putting their hopes on a Michael Bay series called Six Underground and a Meryl Streep production called The Laundromat. So they're saying, look, the next couple of months, we have a strong lineup of original shows to take on these new services. And also, they've been around for so long. They're talking about their non-English language programming. So Money Heist is the most popular in non-English language countries out there. So Netflix saying, look, competition is coming down the line. We've put through price increases. It has not affected us. Yeah, we're not signing up as many as people as we used to do, but there is more competition.
Very briefly, is there a threat to Domino's pizza deliveries in Ireland?
No, we still love our pizza, but Domino's Pizza, it's pulling out of its franchises in four continental European countries: Switzerland, Finland, Sweden and Norway. Not traditionally known as pizza eaters in Sweden, I would have thought. Domino's here in Ireland, it's got 50 odd stores. Sales down a little bit, just under 1%. We still love a pizza, Matt. I would love one right now, but Domino's in pulling out of continental UK.
Thank you very much, Ian Gardner, Markets Editor of the Sunday Business Post.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Vodafone Business. Discover the benefits of smart working today.